Every year in Pakistan, women march on International Women's Day to demand equal rights. But their slogans, like "My Body, My Choice," are red meat for conservatives who see the protesters as un-Islamic. And so there are always counter-protests by other women. NPR's Dia Hadid met demonstrators from both sides in Islamabad.
Police try to prevent the Women's Day march in Islamabad. They block roads leading to the march. They fling up a cordon around the spot where protesters try to gather. So protesters burst through. As they gather, they clap to music. They chant, "Women have woken up." One protester is Fatma. She only gives her first name for fear of reprisal. She's 19, says she doesn't feel safe on the streets here.
I do not want to be catcalled. I do not want to be harassed. I want to live and have a literal normal walk in this city, in this country.
Trans woman Dua Ali says she's at the Women's Day march to demand safety. She says she works as a dancer and she's vulnerable to beatings, rape and even murder. At today's protest, there's also a group of Afghan women. They've fled neighbouring Afghanistan and they're grieving for their sisters back home, who live under the Taliban's rule. Wessa Sadi is a former civil servant.
I can't accept this situation for Afghan women. Afghans can't have education, can't go to universities. The world wide just looking to us. We are women and we have rights.
Later, the protesters try to march down the street, but they're not welcome. One officer fights with the women.
Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
The police beat the women with sticks. But it's not just the police opposed to the Women's Day marches. Half a mile down the road, there's a demonstration against Women's Day. It's a reminder that the demand for equality remains divisive in Pakistan. Dozens of women are at the counter-protest held by a powerful religious group. One of them is Shanza Khurshid. She's 20, wears a face veil. She says Islam has already given women all the rights they need. She says protesters at the Women's Day march have no honour. They're shameless. They're westernised. Then news erupts of more protests. These are tumultuous times in Pakistan. The protests are called by the former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who's demanding elections, but the current government refuses to go to the polls. The police crack down on those protests too, and Pakistan ends March the 8th as divided as it began. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.